All right, I want to make note. I haven't had a chance to mention this. I'm so excited. I'm going to be with the National Electrical Contractors Association. We love NECA. We're a part of them. They're a part of us, the Southeastern Michigan chapter, and it's the annual Scholarship Foundation golf outing it started at 8:30. I missed the Bloody Mary bar. 10 o'clock shotgun start, box lunch on cart, registration starts, blah, 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 blah. Okay, so it is today, benefiting the NECA Education and Research Foundation and the Wayne State University student chapter of NECA. And I will be there today helping out as MC for their dinner. What time did you say, Kim? You said four to 5:30. Thank God. If Kim isn't keeping track, Ann is. Or both of them, or I would find myself sitting in a parking lot wondering where I'm supposed to be. So I'll be there at Oakland University Golf Club. Boy, Jamie, our son Jamie the golfer, is very, very familiar with Cacti Cousins. They've got a lot going on there. And this foundation has awarded numerous individuals with scholarships since 2003, totaling over $728,000. Wow, a lot going on. God bless the men and women of NECA and everybody involved in that, and that they're going to be there. They're going to be doing all kinds of great things. It's it doesn't get any better, I would say, in terms of the weather for today. It's just fabulous, and I'm looking forward to seeing everybody out there. They can't hear me now because they've already started playing golf, but. Maybe you're stopping by there later, as I am, and getting a chance to say hi to Tom Middlebrun and Jennifer Metford. And, you know, we just had our big party up on Mackinac Island, in fact. All right. Meanwhile, Chris Renwick has been one busy, busy fellow, and he's going to get busier. So congratulations, Chris, to your new show here on WJR called JR Afternoon with Chris Renwick. You excited? You psyched? You pumped?
Thank you. Paul, I'm so excited. And you know, I'm obviously doing a lot of Panther stuff now. And it reminds, like, I'm a rookie in the NFL or in the USFL. Right? I totally have the same physique as these well-conditioned football players.
I didn't mean to laugh out loud.
But look, I consider myself very fortunate that I get to learn the ropes with the best in the business. And I worked obviously very closely with Dick Hafner and Frank. And now I get sandwiched in between you and Mitch Albom. I mean, my goodness, it is a blessing. Yeah. Yeah. I'm very excited. And congratulations to you. I'm bringing focus back, I think, is awesome. I think it's very exciting. And I'm so happy that you'll get a couple extra Z's at night. That's fantastic.
Yeah. That's, believe me, that couldn't have come. The timing just has worked out beautifully. Thank goodness for that. So I'll do the focus from noon to two. You'll be on from two to four, JR Afternoon with Chris Renwick, and Mitch is going to start an hour earlier at 4 p.m., 4 to 6, and then bring in Sports Wrap back at 6 o'clock, the original. You know, it started on JR with Frank a long time ago, and it's going to be great, and I'm sure Sean Bellegian will have a lot of fun with that, too. And this all starts, by the way, Tuesday, June 20th.
Yeah, how about that? Coming up.
Yeah,
coming up, 2 weeks.
But who's keeping track?
That's it. Just that.
I am so looking forward to sleeping in. It's hard to say, but I was not looking forward to not being able to talk to my WJR audience, which I've been doing for 27 years straight for the mornings. But before that, because I got involved with this radio station like in 1980,
unbelievable,
filling in for JP doing. You know, people don't remember. I used to fly back and forth. I worked Monday through Friday at WABC. Got on a plane every Friday. And flew back to Detroit and did Saturday and Sunday mornings on WJR, then got on a plane every Sunday and flew back to New York.
Are you serious?
Yeah, and at my own expense, by the way. I paid for those flights myself, and we didn't have the ability to do it from anywhere, so I had to go there. And do you know that for well over a year I did that, working 7 days a week, I never missed a show. Came close. Have some pretty good stories of bad weather. I got real quick a story of there was a CBS producer on a plane flying the red eye from California to New York. And the airport was shut down, but I was such good friends with the people at the gates. They got this plane to land. It wasn't supposed to. These are the old days. These things don't happen anymore. They got the plane to land in Detroit. I get on board because they know I'm going to miss my shot in New York if I don't get on a plane and get there. I get on this plane, and there is a man who is so out, like asleep. Papers are strewn everywhere. He's like sprawled in his chair in first class. And they told me, just get on and grab a seat. So I did, and of course I'm not stupid. I went to first class and sat down. He wakes up, and he says, what are you doing? Did you sneak up from back there? And I went, no, I got on in Detroit. And he goes, Detroit? This is nonstop from Los Angeles to New York. I said, well, you were asleep, and I didn't want to wake you.
So do you have air traffic control on your resume as well?
Is that on
there as well?
I actually have phone numbers for inside, deep into the various airline offices, like the people who control the planes and all of that. That's another story another time. How are the Panthers going to do?
Well, look, here's the we got good and bad news. Bad news, they lost yesterday down in Birmingham, Alabama, 24-20. The good news is that all four teams in the North lost yesterday or this weekend.
Wow.
So they remain in second place at 3-5. And they are still in the playoff hunt. So they've got two more games left in the season. We go down to Canton, Ohio next weekend. And then we round it off at home. So they are still very much in the playoff push. It's very exciting.
That is exciting.
Yeah.
And I know you've done a play-by-play before, and I just wasn't aware, but you loving doing that again?
It's awesome. You know, it's weird because I always do, you know, I do college in the fall. So, you know, you get through the summer, you got the summer months, and then you know, towards the tail end of summer, you know, early September, you start gearing up, getting ready, and kind of getting back into that football mindset. So it was a little weird playing spring football. But it's been great. And this is a really fun team. They got a really good coaching staff. You know, I think if you look at the teams around the USFL, they've all had some losing streaks. So it's not uncommon. But there's a lot of parity, and it's a lot of really good football. And there's going to be a lot of guys in this league, particularly on the Panthers, that are going to go to the NFL next year. I'm sure of it.
Isn't that kind of exciting?
Yeah.
It's very exciting. Well, keep up the good work, my friend. Congratulations on the new schedule. I'm going to run through it again very quickly. Thank you, Chris.
Thanks, Paulie. Congrats.
Thank you very much. Beginning Tuesday, June 20th, I'm moving to noon to 2 for Focus, bringing it back, and I'm thrilled. Mike Parsons will start our day with a new show called First Thing from 5 a.m. to 6 a.m. Guy Gordon moving to morning, 6 to 9, to host the new JR Morning with Guy Gordon. All Talk with Tom Jordan, Kevin Dietz, remaining 9 a.m. to noon. Following me with Focus at noon, a new show, JR Afternoon with Chris Renwick. Mitch Albom moves an hour earlier to start at 4 p.m. The Mitch Albom show will be 4 to 6. At 6 p.m., the return of the original sports talk show in Michigan, Sports Wrap is back, hosted by Sean Belegian. All these changes beginning on Tuesday, June 20th, in order to give you more locally originated programming and all about Michigan. Stand by for All Talk. Regards, Paul W. Smith.